Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right. I'll tell you what President Trump can't get out of his head, that he lost the election in 2020. Dude, you friggin' lost. I mean, why don't you just admit it? I mean, you know, you can't. I mean, you lost with the casinos in Atlantic City. I mean, this is not the first time you've lost. So why don't you just admit it, take it, and, you know, move on? But he can't take it. Can't stand it. Donald Trump is calling for a special prosecutor for alleged election fraud in the 2020 election. It's Friday, June 20th, 2025, and Trump is still tripping over the election 2020. He can't get this out of his freaking mind. I don't know how he's going to make a decision about Iran if he's so hung up on the 2020 election. Still, he lost. So apparently, FBI Director Kash Patel found some allegations that they call alarming allegations about a manipulation of the vote in 2020 from a Republican member of Congress. But they're unsubstantiated. They don't have any proof or anything that really substantiates these allegations. And Trump is the kind of guy that will say, hey, Cash, dude, go find something. And he'll find some little thing. I mean, the other day there was something about 30 voters somewhere. 30 voters. 30 voters out of the millions of voters that Trump got in the popular vote, 30 voters. You see, that's the point. This is what was proven. There was not enough evidence to indicate that in any way that anything would have overturned the election results. Ask Rudy Giuliani. His career's in the dumper. Ask Fox News about the 2020 election fraud. Ask them about that and see if they're interested in talking about that. I mean, this is dense stupidity. And you know, the president needs to let this crap go. It's embarrassing. And now other people are talking about the 2020 election. Seriously. And they're talking about this last election. And then Trump says he won by a landslide. He didn't win by a landslide. He did not. In fact, in this last election, Trump got 49.8%. And Kamala Harris got 48.3%. That's no landslide. And a majority of the voters did not vote for Trump. You can hear whatever you hear from the conservative media echo chamber, but I've got the facts here. What they're telling you is a lie. They're lying to you, and yet many of you believe them. So it's sad. It's really sad. And so, I mean, Donald Trump is president again. So, you know, accept that and move on, dude. Stop dwelling on. But he can't stand the idea that he has this image of being a loser. But he has lost in the past. I mean, what happened to Trump University? He was a big loser there. I mean, the dude has lost before. He's lost wives. He's lost things before. He's lost money. This is not the only loss, but his ego will not allow him. Well, here's the other big thing. I'm going to post some information. I'm going to post a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. And I hope you'll join me. If you're not there yet, it's an extension of our show. I hope you join me. Just go to Substack.com and find Scoot on the Air and join me, become a follower, and then hopefully you will become a subscriber as well. But I'm going to post something after the show about how Donald Trump is using this to try to distract us from the reality. And when he continues to bring this stuff up, you know he's kind of feeling like he's in trouble. His approval rating is low, even when it comes to the border. And I think that's because of all the other stuff that he's doing that is dragging his approval rating down. And so he's trying to distract us from some of the other stuff that's going on so we don't notice that. So we're back focused on the 2020 election. I'm not going to do it. I mean, I'm going to mention it in this way that we should denounce it. I'm going to mention it that we should not allow conservative media or the president to distract us from reality. But, you know, this special prosecutor wasting money, wasting time on this is absurd. Again, Rudy Giuliani even admitted he was wrong in supporting Trump because Rudy Giuliani knew when he was doing that, he knew he was wrong. He knew Trump lost the election. I'm telling you, this is all hurting Trump. This is hurting Trump, and it's going to hurt the Republicans in the midterm elections. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit it, but I think I'm right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.